KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Isn't that what everybody needs every once in a while? It's just an attitude adjustment. It's all in your outlook on life. If you wake up in a grumpy mood and you're just going to take it out on everybody, I don't know what you were dreaming of or whatnot, but you put a smile on your face and just work it out there. One of my favorite people in life I've ever met along the journey is Paul Tholl. And his famous comment was, "This too shall pass." Like, yep. Just have it in your mind. It's like, this too is going to pass. But I know I keep talking about you, about stepping up. Being there. Say something. Going to give you a little heads up. If you are in the Minden area, if you're in the Carson Valley, anywhere like that, you'll definitely want to check this out. There's going to be a town hall meeting. And I love it. It's being brought to you by the Douglas County Republican Party. 80th session town hall. What happened? That's the simple message there. What happened? Everybody's welcome. But it would be nice because, you know, it's the civic hall, so they can hold how many? It happens Wednesday night. Leave it to the Republicans to have a meeting at a time that people can actually go to. Wednesday night, 6 to 9. They have all kinds of good speakers. It's right there at the Civic Hall in Minden. If you don't know the address, it's 1604 Esmeralda Avenue. But there you go. If you're in Douglas County, anywhere down there, Carson Valley, definitely go to that meeting. Now, for us kids up here, if you're tired of things getting changed around, it seems like every time we have a two-lane in both directions, they're getting cut down to one. I don't know why. Keep people from speeding. I've never seen anybody going that fast down in these areas. But the RTC is having their monthly meeting this Friday. Go to one of their meetings if you can. Check it out. See what they talk about. Now, of course, the RTC having their monthly meeting, these people are all on the job. This is work time. So, the meeting is on Friday at 9 a.m. Yes, 9 a.m. I know I will be here, and you will probably be at your place of employment. But if you are not, if Friday, we're a 24/7, 365 city. So if by chance you have Friday off and you want to see how things really work, because the RTC is, you know, out there managing these roads and they've got those 10-year, 20-year plans. Go check it out. Friday, 9 a.m. at the Washoe County Complex. 1000 East 9th Street. They have some decent parking in there. Unless there's a really big event, then it gets kind of crowded. But there you go. Thanks, Rye, for that. Appreciate it. You have to be careful when you go to these meetings. And unlike a lot of the commissioners and city council people that we've seen that, well, we even saw it in the legislature, if you went to any of those meetings. I don't know if it's boredom or not caring, ADD, ADHD, or whatever. But a lot of times you'll notice that people just aren't listening. They're just not paying attention. Take that with a grain of salt, my grandmother would say. You just have to make people listen. If you have something to say, make them listen. If you're giving a presentation, if it's your public comment time, if somebody is not listening to you, point it out. If the mayor stands up and starts to walk out during your public comment, or one of the other council members, or one of the Sparks members, or one of the Washoe County commissioners, point it out. Remember, those things are all being broadcast. One of the things that we brought to light on this show is how disrespectful elected officials can be. Now, when you gotta go, you gotta go. I understand that. Nobody understands that more than I do. But take a break. If you can't wait until a recess, at least stop the public comment and take a break for just a few minutes. Because there is nothing, I believe, more disrespectful to people is when they're trying to get a point across. Ugh, sorry, I always do that. Across. When they are trying to get their point across, there is nothing more disrespectful than when somebody gets up and walks out on them or looks down at their phone or starts looking through their purse or starts looking through their papers, starts looking for something to eat, starts talking to the person next to him. You should be laser focused on that problem or on that person who probably helped get you elected. That's how incumbents keep becoming incumbents. Go into the voting booth. Oh yeah, yeah, okay. They've done a decent job. Not, you know, I don't know. Hit the button. People aren't taking the time to listen to people's concerns, and voters aren't taking the time to listen to people's concerns when it comes to their elected officials. If I want to do anything on this show, it's to get you to pay more attention during elections.
Oh, but it always gets so negative and people are always complaining.
I mean, there's a reason for that negativity. Maybe there is a reason for those negative ads. Would you want someone to get up and walk out on you if you were passionate about what you were saying about your street parking going away or the two-lane road in front of you going down to one, about a sports complex being put in your backyard, about your neighbor's houses being flooded, but somebody who is elected to be listening to you, to be addressing your concerns, gets up, turns their back on you, and walks out? How would that make you feel? Sometimes these negative ads aren't so negative. They're just getting the truth out there. They're just somebody else with their honesty to say, hey, you know, I'd love to reelect so-and-so, but they've missed this many meetings, can't seem to show up for people to actually talk to and address. If elected officials aren't doing their jobs and being respectful to you, then I'm okay with negative ads. As long as it's the truth. As long as you're not, you know, spinning something just to get somebody else elected. But I've seen it with my own eyes. I've had them do it to me. I lost what I thought was, you know, a decent relationship with a politician because he could have cared less what I was saying during public comment because, well, on that particular issue, he could have cared less. Or he couldn't have cared less. We don't even speak anymore. What do you think? Is that somebody that you really want representing you? People don't go, well, except for people that wanted to go and play the guitar. But during public comment, people are going with concerns. People are trying to speak up for others, for neighbors who can't be at that meeting. For businesses that are getting wiped out because they can't be at those meetings. And if you are that disrespectful that you can't even sit there for a few minutes and listen, have your snacks ready in front of you, have your papers organized, keep your mind focused, take some ginger root or something. If you can't do that, or if you have been in that position for so long that you can't sympathize with other people, then it is time for you to get out. Move on. Let somebody who can make a difference make a difference. KKFT, it's your live and local FM talk station. Whatever you want to talk about, it's right here. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, yeah. Let's get this party started. Keep it rolling, actually. Actually, I want to brighten somebody's day. So stick around before we take the bottom hour of the break for Fox News. I'm going to give something away. How about, let's see, last week I gave away the hats. So how about a Donald Trump gold coin? It's that, you know, coin you see everywhere. Donald Trump gold coin and a dozen Doughboy donuts because they are so absolutely delicious. And if I have to have these little rolls around my tummy because I eat too many of them, then you do too. Yeah, I think it's so funny that, you know, these big companies come in. Oh, we've got the best coffee. It's like, why would you go someplace just for coffee? Seriously, I want to go someplace that has it all. That's why I like Doughboys. Well, that and the Kennys and the family atmosphere and just for the fact that those donuts are freaking delicious. How come stuff like that has to be, you know, the stuff that you limit in your life? Okay, you can have, you know, one or two a week, be good. No, I want to be bad with those things. Oh my gosh. You cannot put the cherry cakes in front of me because I'll eat one and then I'll think, you know, they're, well, it's just one more. I won't eat dinner. Like that ever happens. So be listening for your chance to win coming up here. I want to thank David. He was emailing me about some things out where he works. So he sent me some pictures of the USA Parkway. And some new construction that's going on out there. Oh my gosh. That place is crazy. Absolutely crazy with their building. If you're not buying up property in Fernley right now to make it easy for people to have housing and things, then you're an idiot because people are going to need the housing out there just as much as they need it here in Reno. I mean, that is crazy. And they need water, too. Imagine that. Imagine that they're willing to take the icky water from Lemon Valley, take it all the way out there. I don't care. They need water. They'll clean it up. You know, there's a filter out there. Oh, and he's going to kill me. My friends over at Prep and Save. Absolutely love those guys. There's a filter, a water filter over there that I've even seen some celebrities using, and it's the only thing that they will use to filter their water. You can literally have sewage water going into it, and it turns it into drinkable water. So if you have something that you can put on a table that can do that, if you can take ocean water and turn it into drinking water with desalinization, if you can take all this other stuff, why are we still having a problem in Lemon Valley? Just curious. Oh, it's supposed to evaporate. So we have to go through this every 20 years or so? Stop saying it's the people that built houses out there. Stop saying it's their fault. It's all the building that came up around it. All of the streets that were built. All of the concrete that was built for the different industrial places out there. It's more than just people building in a flood zone. We have to trust our professionals. And we can't just look back at development let's go back 40 years. You need to go back a lot longer for this place. Called the Truckee Meadows for a reason. And please, if you're out there looking for a home, if you're thinking that, oh, well, this is all I can afford, think about the future. What if something happens to that house? My husband and I want to live up in Galena Forest so badly. But I just, you know, both of us personally don't want to take the risk of wildfire. We don't want to take that risk. We live higher up because we don't want to take a risk. What do developers do? Oh, I can't wait till our conversation on Wednesday. Don Totrow coming in, CEO of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada. He's going to school me in development. Developers are building on whatever property they can find. So whether it's in a wetland, a flood zone, they're going to say they took precautions and they, you know, they did all this and there's trenches and there's, you know, places for the water to go. They're building just so they can sell you a house. What happens to that house once they're all gone? Well, that's for you to worry about. So be an educated home buyer. Understand the ground and conditions that you are buying. All right, enough of me. 884-8000, 884-8000. Be caller number, I'll mix it up this time, be caller number 3. And you've got a dozen delicious Doughboys donuts and a gold Trump coin. What you do with that coin, I'm kidding. I hope you enjoy it. That's what I hope. One of those great challenge coins. Call in number 3, 884-8000. It's time for a Fox News update and a local news update with Amy Cherry as well. See what's going on around town and around the nation here on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 if there's something that you'd like to go over, or monica991fmtalk.com. You can also stream the show live or listen to podcasts at 991fmtalk.com. Well, we won't have to worry about Anita calling in because she's sick of me. I seem to drone on and just grind things into the ground, but yeah, some people have to hear it over and over. It was either that or I giggled too much and didn't have a mind of my own at someplace else I worked, so I don't think Anita likes me anyway. Am I worried about that? No, I'm not. Because I know I have listeners like Heiko. Heiko, congratulations. You got that gold coin, the challenge coin for Trump, and you've got that dozen Doughboys donuts. I'm so jealous. And David is jealous as well because he can't call in from work and he wanted them. So I will have those here for you in Reno. I know you're in Carson City, but unfortunately, I've only got the coins and the donuts up here in Reno. But we'll make sure you get it. So Heiko, congratulations. Conversing online here with a gentleman by the name of Jim. A little upset that I actually work with Democrats not upset that I work with them in a respectful way, but that I give them airtime and we talk about things. But you have to understand that just because people are Democrats don't, that doesn't mean that they don't have some of the same ideas as you do. He was referencing Steve there from Washoe Rap, Washoe Residents for Appropriate Planning. And again, this makes me sad that not only that there are attitudes out there, but this is how we think. It is still shades of gray. We accommodate the Dems with giving credibility and platforms, which they do not give to those that believe in the Nevada way of life. They are still touting and supporting the Bloomberg ideology daily and with legislation. There is more than a foot in the door. We should not be concerned with those that are elected, but with the electorate. Those that are relatives, neighbors, merchants, etc., etc. The elected are doing what they are elected for, and to try to change their thinking is a total waste of time, especially coming from the wacko conservatives in this state who did not vote for them. What do you say to something like that? I mean, it's true. Sisolak is only doing what Sisolak was, I don't know, paid, elected, whatever to do. There are some things we came to agree on. I mean, he didn't sign the National Popular Vote Bill. He vetoed that. People were scared about that. SJR 14 never even made it out there, thanks to Mike Clark, who's on my hit list now because he was supposed to be in here today and was a no-show. That's okay. I'll see him soon at a meeting. So if you're tired of my droning on about different things, that's why, because my guest canceled. But I always have things to talk about, like the bad bills that passed. Remember, just because a bill passes now, and just because Sisolak signed it, doesn't mean that it's set in stone. Even though he's going against the Nevada state constitution, doesn't mean the constitution was changed. So AB 48, the diesel tax increase for all rural counties, that's a tax. I have never seen a tax repealed or sunsetted, lowered, whatever. Even that stupid commerce tax that's putting people out of business. AB 95, the domestic wells, that was just a bad bill altogether. That even coming from a water surveyor. I mean, that his job to go out there and do stuff like this, he even thought that was a bad bill. Can that one be reversed? Sure can. AB 291, the red flag firearms bill, that can be changed. AB 344 enables installation of that harmful 5G technology I told you about. That passed. That can be changed. AB 345, same-day registration, and the 10-day wait for election results. That passed. We can get rid of that. AB 458, tax limit limits tax credits for school choice. That passed. And just so you know, all Assembly and Senate Republicans voted no on that one. That was a total party line. Only people voting for that was Democrats. Funding for Planned Parenthood. SB 94, that passed. That can be revoked. Background checks, that can be revoked. Again, party lines, all Assembly Republicans voted no on that. Sheriffs all across this state. Nope, not going to enforce it. Not going to do it. There are so many other things here that pass that if we, I keep getting different numbers on these, which is very, very sad. And that is the fact that you should be able to go to the registrar's website and just see the percentage of people that voted. The percentage of Democrats, the percentage of independents, the percentage of Republicans, others. We need to get people out voting. It used to be said that nice people don't talk about politics or religion in public. Oh, that time is so far gone. It's the nice people that need to start talking about politics in public. Because it's the rude ones who are out there screaming in people's faces right now about how it should be. And that's not right. We need to get the people talking. If you want to find out more about politics, go to a meeting. Go to a meeting somewhere there. Everybody has dinner, lunch meetings, special events, fundraisers. They're easy to find out about. They're so easy, it's actually just pathetic. All you have to do is go in and Google. That's why Google's so popular. It's so easy. Why these people have more money than, I'm not going to say should be allowed by law, because there are actually people trying to take other people's monies because they had a good idea. They're, you know, being successful with it. Vance, I know you don't get along with Democrats. Show me where any solution the Dems have pushed ever that delivers as advertised. Case in point, armed populace. I'm not saying that they deliver, Vance. I'm just saying that we have to be able to work together. We have to be able to talk. If we don't share the ideas, then we're just kind of floating out there. But I digress. Anita's already gone anyway. I don't care. So what do? Join a club. Join the Republican Men's Club. Join the Washoe County Republicans. Pay to go to the dinners. Mount Rose Republican Women's, $25 at the Tamarack for dinner. Pfft. That's once a month. Hear people speak. Hear people, hear candidates. Hear their ideas of what they're going to do. We actually had a break and had somebody come in that didn't talk about politics, and somebody complained. They wanted to hear about politics. Thought that was kind of funny. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-99-CHIN. Check in with Clint. Clint, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, you're talking about we have to get communications going with the Democrats, and it's hard to do that because the Democrats, you know, they don't want to listen to anything that's not theirs. They spew stuff out of their mouth without even thinking about it, and you just itch your head every single time. And you try to explain it to them like you're explaining to a two-year-old, you can't do it this way, and they just have a conniption fit. And it's hard to talk to a Democrat that doesn't know what they're talking about because they just they want to argue with you, and then they want to fight you.
They're going by a playbook.
Step by step. I mean, the Democrats themselves are all joined together. The Republicans are having a hard time doing that because some of the Republicans in Congress and some of the Republicans that are here, they're borderline Democrat. They have this spewing of noxious gas that's going in their head that they can't get with the program and come back and join us and say, hey, look, this sounds so stupid what you're saying, Democrats. Can't you understand it? And
Clint, I got to ask you, because we saw this with Sandoval. I mean, that just straight away, you know, Rhino, but he kept getting elected because both sides were electing him. So do you think that as Republicans, because Republicans actually take the time to listen, Republicans are at least thoughtful that they listen to both sides and they try and do what's best for everybody. Do Republicans need to be more just set that stance and do it like Democrats and just say, we're not going to vary from this. We're just going to keep on this party line. And if Democrats, you know, can do it, so can we.
I mean, do you really want to step down to their level? I mean, the only way to, I'm not going to talk like a Democrat. There ain't no way. I mean, I'm going to think about before I speak. With AOC, they're in the White House. I mean, she wants to refit every building within 10 years. Every building? You know how stupid that sounds?
Yeah, it's the same thing de Blasio is saying in New York. You know, everything has to be green.
See, and I worked on a solar panel place for out by the new stuff that's going on, the USA Parkway here. And that little area was on 500 some acres, and that was just dedicated for South Lake Tahoe. So you're going to sit there and tell me that everyone wants to be green, so solar power. Do they have any idea the sheer magnitude of the land that you're going to need for all those solar panels to start, you know, giving energy for that? It's massive. That's what I'm talking about. They don't think before they talk. I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, let's just do it. And you can't just do it. You have to have a set line and plan. You have to have a plan A, B, C, and D before you actually do it. Instead of just, oh, yeah, let's do it. We're just going to make everyone do it. Makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the planning for the cities and downtown Reno. And, you know, we try to plan to what people are saying now and make people happy, and then it screws us up for the future. So I agree with you on that. And the thing they don't tell you about all this green stuff, and, you know, we're finding it out now, is what happens in 25 years when all those thousands and thousands and thousands of solar panels out there are no longer any good. How are those going to be recycled? Just buried. Clint, thanks for the call. I guess I need to start toughening up and just saying, hey, if you're a Republican, vote Republican. Stop fussing about it, because, well, we have the better ideas. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk. I want more of your ideas, too. So, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Stick around. We're going to wrap up the show right after this. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are, well, closed, actually, now that Clint, thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, I guess between you and Vance, I guess I am a little soft. I try to have this belief in my mind that we can work together for the good of all Nevadans, but Democrats are just showing their true colors. They really are. And we as Republicans need to know who we are electing. So we need to know, I mean, how does, and she's an absolutely lovely woman, but how does Neoma Jardine keep getting reelected to the council? Because she does not vote Republican. She's a rhino as well. How do a lot of our Republicans keep getting reelected? I'm not saying that Republicans have absolutely the best ideas. I don't think they always do. But Democrats always have the absolute worst ideas. Taking care of and yeah, just taking care of all illegal immigrants, criminals and all. Trying to make the argument that, well, these are just hardworking people looking for work to better their lives. Yeah, you tell that to all the angel families out there. You tell that to all the hardworking men and women who are in this country already, who are naturalized citizens or were born in this country and they believe in everything that it has to offer. Those people who can't find jobs now because even all the good ones are taken by people in this country illegally. Construction jobs, plumbing jobs. There are so many jobs out there. It's not people just coming to work in the fields. Democrats just do the most harm. And if you want to elect better people, you need to start talking with people. You can't just wait for the news to come out before an election cycle and say, oh, well, they sound okay. You have to do a little bit of research, because if you don't, we just keep winding up in the same cycle. And you have to take a chance on people. You know? Schwartz didn't get the attention that he deserved because Adam Laxalt was running. Let's start working now for 2020. Because if we don't, we're just going to be in the same situation. Find out about people. The person who they really are. Not just who the media and who their press people say they are. Until tomorrow when we have Bob Conrad in, have a great day. You know I love you, and keep it here at KKFT 99.1.